సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినామధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. పేజ్ నెంబర్ 307, చాప్టర్ 3, సెకండ్ బ్రాహ్మణం, 13th మంత్ర. యాజ్ఞవల్కేతి హోవాచ. యత్రాస్య పురుషస్య మృతస్యాగ్నిం వాగప్యేతి వాతం ప్రాణః చక్షురాదిత్యం మనశ్చంద్రం దిశశ్రోత్రం పృథివీం శరీరం ఆకాశమాత్మా ఓషధీర్లోమాని వనస్పతీన్ కేశాః అప్సులోహితం చ రేతశ్చ నిధీయతే వాయం తదా పురుషోభవతీతి ఆహరసోమ్య హస్తమార్తభాగ ఆవామేవైతస్య వేదిష్యావహ న నావేతత్ సజన ఇతి తౌహోత్క్రమ్య మంత్రయాం చక్రాతే తౌహ యదూచతుః కర్మహైవ తదూచతుః. అథ యత్ ప్రశశంసతుః కర్మహైవ తత్ ప్రశశంసతుః పుణ్యో వై పుణ్యేన కర్మణా భవతి పాపః పాపేనేతి తతోహ జారత్కారవం కారవః ఆర్తభాగ ఉపరరామ. ఇన్ దిస్ ఆర్తభాగ బ్రాహ్మణం, ది ఛాలెంజర్ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు బి ఆర్తభాగ, ఆస్కింగ్ 5 క్వశ్చన్స్ to Agnyavalkya. The Agnyavalkya is answering. We saw up to 4 questions and answers in the 13th mantra. 5th question and answer we were seeing in the last class. Let us recollect the all other 4 questions. Arthabhaga asked, what is that graha and atigraha is the first question. What do you mean by graha and atigraha? Yajnavalkya pointed out that graha means sense organs, atigraha means sense objects. This graha and atigraha itself is a mrityuna. Mrityu means parichinnam ityarthaha. ఇట్ కీప్స్ ద పర్సన్ ఇన్ లిమిటేషన్. గ్రహ అతిగ్రహ రూపేణ పరిచ్ఛిన్నం భవతి. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ బై వెస్టి సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ అండ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఈజ్ వెరీ మచ్ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై దెమ్. వన్స్ యు ఆర్ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై సంబడి యు ఆర్ నాట్ పవర్ఫుల్. సో పర్సన్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఈజ్ వెరీ మచ్ లిమిటెడ్. సిమిలర్లీ పీపుల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ పదవి. దట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఆల్సో కంట్రోల్డ్ బై సమష్టి గ్రహ అతిగ్రహ అన్నారు. బికాస్ ఆల్ దీస్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ ఇండివిజువల్ లెవెల్ వ్యష్టి ఆల్ దీస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ సమష్టి. సమష్టి దేవత ఈజ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. దేర్ఫోర్ సమష్టి లెవెల్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ లిమిటెడ్. సో హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో హ్యావింగ్ లిమిటేషన్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మృత్యు. ఈజ్ దేర్ ఎనీ వన్ సుపీరియర్ టు దిస్ మృత్యు? మృత్యోహో మృత్యు అన్నారు. కాలస్య కాలః హూ ఈజ్ బియాండ్ దిస్ మృత్యు అన్నారు. అన్నం ఫర్ హూమ్ దిస్ మృత్యు ఈజ్ అన్నం అన్నారు. యాజ్ఞవల్క్య సెడ్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ పాసిబుల్ టు ఏ ఆత్మజ్ఞాని. జ్ఞానం అలోన్ మేక్స్ ద పర్సన్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మృత్యు, లిమిటేషన్, పరిచ్ఛిన్నత, ఫైనిట్యూడ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆన్సర్. దెన్ సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆర్థభాగ ఆస్క్ రిగార్డింగ్ ద డెత్ ఆఫ్ ఏ వైజ్ పర్సన్. Regarding the death of a wise person in the 10th mantra, what remains after the death of a jnani or wise person? What remains after the fall of the body of a jnani or a wise person? Yajnavalkya answered, after the death of a wise person, nothing remains. Atraiva samavaliyante. Everything merges here itself. Nothing will remain. Atra samavaliyante. There is no individual. There is no jiva separately. Jnani jiva will not stand separately because జ్ఞాని మెర్జెస్ ఇంటు బ్రహ్మన్. మెర్జెస్ ఇంటు బ్రహ్మన్. సో యు కెన్ సే జ్ఞాని రిమైన్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్, యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్. వైన్ బికాస్ హీ రికగ్నైజ్ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ బ్రహ్మన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ రిమైన్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. దెన్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ గ్రహ అతిగ్రహ, దట్ ఈస్ ఎ మృత్యు. సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు గో బియాండ్ గ్రహ అతిగ్రహ. యూ కెన్ మేక్ ఇట్ దట్ యాజ్ ఎ సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్. ఈజ్ దేర్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు గో బియాండ్ దిస్ మృత్యు? యాజ్ఞవల్క్య గివ్స్ యాజ్ ఎ సెకండ్ ఆన్సర్ ఫర్ సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్, ఆత్మజ్ఞానం అలోన్ ఈజ్ ద సొల్యూషన్. దట్ ఈస్ సెకండ్ ఆన్సర్. గ్రహ అతిగ్రహ తరణ ఉపాయ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ద మీన్స్, నా ద మీన్స్. జ్ఞానం అలోన్ ఈజ్ ద మీన్స్, నో అదర్ రూట్ టు గో బియాండ్ దిస్ గ్రహ అతిగ్రహ. సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్, సెకండ్ ఆన్సర్. థర్డ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ దిస్ రిగార్డింగ్ ద wise person's departure, what remains? Nothing will remain. He will merge in Brahman. Or she. He or she will merge in Brahman. Then fourth question. Still Arthabhaga is asking, is there remain anything, is there anything which does not leave the wise person? Is there anything which does not leave the wise person? From wise person's standpoint, nothing remains. Is there anything that which can remain after Jnani? Then Yajnavalkya says, Nama does not leave that Jnani. Nama does not leave which gives a seeming individuality, a seeming individuality, name of the Jnani. It continues in the world. So, which gives a seeming individuality. Seeming anadhi underline pannukonga. Not real individuality, seeming individuality. From the standpoint of vyavahara, vyavaharika prapancha. From the standpoint of vyavahara, nama na jahatina. This is in the term, fourth question, 11th, 12th mantra visa. Then fifth question in the 13th mantra. The question is regarding the death of Ajnani. Regarding the death of a Ajnani, Ajnani Marane Kim Sambhavati. What happens at the time of Ajnani? For that, Arthabhaga himself, half of the mantra, he himself gives the answer. What happens, I will tell you, he himself says. But the one question remains in his mind. What he says, what happens to Ajnani? He says, all these sense organs will merge into that sense organ. Sense organs, devatas will merge into samashti devatas. Samashti devatas. Vagindriyam merge into Agni. Manas merge into Chandra. Eyes will merge into that Surya. And the smell will merge into Ashvinav. Like that Rasana in Varuna. They go into their own corresponding devatas. But sense organs will continue just as a pen in your hand. You are not writing, suppose you are keeping in front of you. You are not using. It is as good as not functioning. Unless you take up, remove the cap and put the cap backside and start writing, pen cannot write by itself. You cannot say to your pen, today my hand is paining. Oh my dear pen, may you write now. Pen says, I am very sorry. It won't say, I am very sorry, I am telling. It cannot write. You know, Chetana Purushaha is required for a Jadavastu to function. Chetana Purushaha is required to make the insentient thing to function. Similarly, Ajnani sense organs also will stop functioning. Ajnani sense organs also will stop functioning. Why? Because the devatas left after the death of that Ajnani. That devatas left and merged into Samashti. His sense organs stop functioning. Now here only his question. Who is controlling those sense organs? Because as long as devatas are there, devatas are controlling the sense organs. Now devatas have gone. He has not merged here itself. Na samavaliyante. Then who is that controlling What is that power controlling the Ajnani's sense organs? Or the Jiva? Ajnani Jiva's Sukshma Shariram. Who is controlling? Under whose control that Ajnani Sukshma Shariram is there? Very interesting question. Very interesting to know also. Generally we think, what happens to this person? Where he goes after death? And he is moving in front of us from so many years, decades, suddenly vanished. Enge poitappa na? So in the sthula shariram in front of us itself they have cremated. What happened to the sukshma shariram? Adi kannukku kaanume. For that Yajnavalkya said, oh my dear Arthabhaga, hold my hand, we both of us go outside. Sajana, in between this assembly, we are not supposed to discuss that. It is very secret. In between both of us, that discussion will take place. Let us go outside. And from that assembly, where we are in Janaka Maharaja's assembly. Okay. Imagine you are all there. Janaka Maharaja sitting there. Yajnavalkya is there, Arthabhaga is there. Then Yajnavalkya took his hand and took him to outside. Why he has done that job, na? Why he is holding the hand, na? It is very cool. Suppose this person missed, na, somewhere while searching. So Yajnavalkya is very careful because he don't want to miss that 1,000 cows. Suppose, because they are all trapping that Yajnavalkya. The Arthabhaga is also not a student. None of them are students here. They are all well-versed scholars. Their main aim is to trap, to defeat Yajnavalkya. That's why anything they may do, that's why he said, you hold my hand, come on, outside. And he took him outside. There he tells the answer. What is that answer? In the second half la mantra, we were seeing tauha yaduchatuhu karma hi eva taduchatuhu. What is that controls the jiva, that ajnani jiva, sukshma shariram, that is karma. Karma alone controls. Atha yat prashasam satuhu, that alone is very popularly known by great acharyas, great people, rishis also. Everyone accept that karma alone controls, holds this jiva. Jiva sukshma shariram. Jiva already left the sthula shariram. 13th day people are waiting. When he will born, when he will born. See, your relation is only with the sthula shariram. Once for all, he left the sthula shariram, no relation at all. One couple, they lost their son, only one son. And they were so much thinking about that son. And they have got a desire. If we talk with our son, how nice it is. Only one son, paavu, kannu munnadi illa, enna pandrathu? And they met one sadhu. And they worshipped him. And they asked him, hey Mahatma, can you provide such a condition or help us to talk with our son? Only one son we have lost. Can we talk with our son? Then that sadhu said, he is having some occult powers. Then he said, okay, I will give that power to you temporarily so that you can talk to your son. Like our phone, cell phone madri. Then this couple started calling their son. Oh, my dear son, where are you, how are you, you are asking. Then that son, from there he is answering from the higher loka. He is asking, who are you? I don't know. No, this parent said, hey, we are your parents. Don't you know that? And which janma parents you are? Because I have taken so many janmas. I have taken so many janmas, thousands of janmas. Which janma parents you are? I have no parents at all now. I have no connection with anyone now. The parents were so much disappointed. In the sthula shariram, once you leave, no connection to father, son, mother, daughter. Generally in the world, people, at least one vaati avadu, if he comes to in my dream, the dream comes also previous experience the varum. Previous experience, past experience only comes when he was alive. That person will not come back. Yen avanukku sthula shariram kediyadu. And people go on telling, avar vandittar enakku kanavula anna. Chuma. It will never happen. Because sukshma shariram. Like that, who controls that sukshma shariram? That jiva's previous janma's karma, punya karma, papa karma controls. That's what he says. Karma hi eva tat prashasham satahu. What karma? Punyo vai punyena karmana bhavati papaha papena. This person, that karma which is controlling this person, gives either sukha punyena punyam na punyena karmana bhavati punyo vai punyena anna anartham. By punya karma, he gets sukha prapti, punya lokas. Instead of getting birth in lower janmas, he get higher janma. And putrena, putra dvara, punyena, putra dvara, sukha prapti. Papena, same putra dvara, dukha prapti. Punyena, patni dvara sukha praptihi, papena patni dvara eva dukha praptihi, punyena pati dvara sukha praptihi. Adiyen vedanum ellaru enna partiality aidu. Pati dvara sukha praptihi, punyena papena papena papa karmana, papena nanna artham papa karmana pati dvara enna dukha prapti. So dvara ani vechukongo. So husband is not responsible. Wife is not responsible for our sukha and dukha. We are only responsible for our sukha and dukha. But through an instrument it has to come. Husband, either husband is the instrument, or daughter is the instrument, or son is the instrument, or wife is the instrument. So, punyena karmana punyo bhavatina. And sukham prapnoti ityarthaha. Papaha papena iti. Papa karmana. Papena means papa karmana. Papena papaha. Papaha means dukkham. Iti. Papena dukkham prapnoti. Dukkham prapnoti means lower janmas he takes. Lot of dukkham comes. So one thing we have to remember always, whenever we undergo a pain, tremendous dukkha, it is very simple to blame that person who is causing dukkha. Our manas also romba santoshama. Avanda karanam, avanda karanam, avanda karanam. It is go on telling to us. Now we have to tell our mind, Oh mind, don't exploit me, don't cheat me. See, previous sukshma shariram, manasana sukshma shariram, you have only done papa karma in the previous sthula shariram. So therefore you have to suffer now. So that's why mind only undergoes the pain. Mind only undergoes the pain, dukkham. If we know this, we can stop criticizing others, blaming others, pointing out others. And silently we undergo that pain. Therefore, this mantra is there for that saying, they say, yatha karma yatha shrutam. What you sow, so you reap. What you sow, so you reap. From this mantra only it came. This is the mantra. Punyena punyo vai bhavati, papena papah papena. Every moment we are facing the sukha dukkha. So visible sukha is invisible punya. Visible dukkha is invisible papa. Therefore, this our elders very much, they know, ancestors. They have never grumbled at others. Ennumo ennude papa karma. I am exhausting my papa karma. Any vyadhi comes also, some orthodox people, they don't take medicine. Why? Let it go. Papa karma, let it be exhaust. Why I have to stop? Why I have to reject any? Like that, there are people. Even some sannyasis, they don't take medicine also. They accept this karma siddhanta. That's what he says here. Tataha jaratkaravaha arthabhagaha upararama. Once Agnivalkya gave this answer, and Shankaracharya, once Agnivalkya gave this answer, Arthabhaga withdrew. Because no more questions to ask. All questions over, exhausted. What to ask? And he left that assembly. He stopped asking Agnivalkya. Then third challenger is going to come in the next third Brahmanam. Before going to that, here Agnivalkya makes some important note. We give some points. Some people say planets are the cause controlling this jiva. Some people say planets are only controlling that jiva. According to that planets only, that jiva is moving. Some people say because of Ishvara only, he is under the control of Ishvara. Some people say. Some people say some stars are controlling that person. Mars is controlling. Some small stars are controlling that person. Constellations, all they are controlling. Some other people say Kala alone is controlling. Time principle alone is controlling. Not karma, Kala alone is controlling, or Ishvara alone is controlling, or planets are controlling. For that Shankaracharya says, all these are not true. Planets can never control the jiva. Time can never control the jiva. Even stars can never control the jiva. Even Ishvara also cannot control that jiva. Jivana, that sushma shariram of a ajnani. Karma alone is the primary controller. Karma alone is the primary controller. This Kala, planets, Ishvara, all stars are subservient, auxiliary, subordinate, secondary factors which are helping the karma. Ishvara, how he is helping? According to that karma, he is giving karma phalam. Next body, he gives phala data. How planets are helping? They are the indicators. Rahu is the indicator. Shani is the indicator. Indicating what? Showing the that pointer towards your karma. Appa indha maari karma irukka porudhu ipo yel naan shani and the shanishwarar kaamipar ipo indha maari ganda irukke enakku idu irukke anjappa and the planets, they are only indicators. They have no primary role playing in the jiva's life. Even kala also, see, kala comes when that sukshma shariram takes the sthula shariram, only kala comes into existence. Clear? Once the sukshma shariram, the jiva takes a new body, once he takes a new body, what comes? Time of birth chollungo. Enna nakshatram? Nakshatram appadi da varum, kaalam appa da varum. Eppo sthula shariram vandadukaparam, ஸ்தூல சரீரம் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தானே காலம் வருது. அப்படிப்பட்ட காலம் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரத்தை எப்படி கண்ட்ரோல் பண்ண முடியும்? ஸோ சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரத்துக்கு டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் கிடையாது. சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரத்துக்கு டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் கிடையாது. ஸோ சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் இஸ் நாட் கண்ட்ரோல்டு பை கால. ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்தூல சரீரம் கேன் பி கண்ட்ரோல்டு பை கால, வெரி வெரி மச் கண்ட்ரோல்டு. அது தெரியறது நமக்கு. Of course, out of karma. Karma is, prarabdha karma is powerful. Now, Shankaracharya presents, establish this finally. In 1410, he has presented the same idea. You can see your notes. There we saw. Punyena, punyam lokam, papena, papam lokam. Means lokam means the body he takes. Lokam means a body. A place where this person can exhaust his punya papa in the form of sukha dukkha. Therefore, in Tattva Bodha we saw sukshma shariram is the bhoga sadhanam, sthula shariram is bhoga ayatanam. Having said this, Agnivalkya completes this Arthabhaga Brahmanam. Now next, third Brahmanam we will enter. This indicates what now. Through this what we can learn a lesson. Therefore, do good karmas. Do good karmas, na, you are going, just like you are saving your money, deposit. How much you save, deposit, you take out and you spend. You spend and enjoy. Is it not? Enjoy in the sense, same money gives problem also, same money gives dukkham also. What you have deposited, that only you take. Sir, dena bank na, தேனா பேங்க் என்ன தெரியுமோ? தட் பேங்க் விச் கிவ்ஸ். ஒன் பர்சன் வென்ட் டு தேனா பேங்க். தேனா பேங்க்னா நிறைய கொடுப்பாங்க, நிறைய பணம் வி கேன் கெட்டன்னு சொல்லி தேனா பேங்க்குக்கு போனான். போய் அங்கே போய் கேட்டான், எனக்கு கொஞ்சம் பணம் கொடுங்கோ, ஐ வாண்ட் ஒரு 10,000 என்ன. ஐ சா த போர்ட் தேனா பேங்க், என்ன பேங்க் தட் இஸ் ரெடி டு கிவ் மணின்னு அர்த்தம். அண்ட் தட் பேங்கர் இன்சைட் ஹி ஆஸ்க், ஹவு மச் யூ ஹவ் டிபாசிட்டட், how much you have deposited, I see that account, according to that I will give. Then this person asked, I have to deposit, but dena bank in irke na. Dena bank means after lena, then dena. First lena bank pa, we take money, lena, then dena. Adu madri, we have to accept. After knowing this, at present, now onwards, let us do punya karma. If I do punya karma, what comes? I am going to get sukham. Good healthy body, healthy mind, ideal wife, ideal husband, ideal culture, all will come. And you get knowledge easily and nice guru, shastra prapti, guru prapti, jnana prapti, moksha, goodbye to karma. Agami, sanchita, prarabdha, karma, goodbye once for all. Now you understand why we have to do good karmas. I have to do good actions or good karmas to get moksha. If I do good action in this janma, ippo varatalu moksham vandudum ungalku vandudum. Generally, if you don't get moksha in this birth, at least next janma you will definitely get. Understand this. This is very, very important. We have to remember. If you are able to get teacher, shastra and all, now itself you get moksha, wonderful. Atra iva samavaliyante nar. At least by doing good karma, satkarma, shastra vihita karma, if you do, next birth, healthy body, congenial, ideal for knowledge. Such a parent, such a house you born and get guru and get knowledge, attend all the classes without any obstacle and you get what? In class, aham brahmasmi. Punya karmanudaya result, karma phalam. This karma shastra says, therefore encourage all people to do good karmas. We have to tell them. This just karma philosophy, karma siddhanta, if you educate the children, the present sukha dukkha to come, just like it cannot come. Why have to undergo this pain? It cannot come. Some reason is there. The reason is this. It is invisible. Therefore, understand the Shastra Pramana. This is the lesson we have to learn. Now you are getting Jivan Mukti Atraiva Samabaliyante means because of what? Previous deposit. Appadane? Daniki Diniki Saripoyindi. Okay, if I do good action, next janma mukti. Now I am getting teacher, shastra and study, jnanam in this janma means because of what? Previous punya karma. Enna punyam saideno sadguru natha. Enna punyam saideno. Edho punyam pannirukke. Illana eppadi varum? So my punya karma phalam. Who gave? Ishvara gave. My own karma phalam he gave. Now enter into this third Brahmanam, that is page number 319, first mantra we will read. Atahainam bujjuhu lahyayanihi paprachyam याज्ञवल्केति होवाच मद्रेषु चरकाः पर्यव्रजामा ते पतञ्चलस्य काप्यस्य गृहार्णैम तस्यासीत् दुहितां गंधर्वगृहीता तम पृच्छाम कोसीति सो ब्रवीत् सुधन्वांगिरसैति तं यदा लोकानां अन्तान पृच्छामः அதைனமப்ரூமம் பாரிச்சக்ஷீதாம் அபவன்னிதி க்வ பாரிச்சக்ஷிதாம் க்வ பாரிச்சக்ஷிதாம் சார் ஓகே க்வ பாரிக்ஷிதா அபவன் சத்வா ப்ருச்சாமி யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய க்வ பாரிக்ஷிதா அபவன்னிதி பாரிக்ஷிதா கரெக்ட். This is a very short Brahmanam with two mantras named as Bhujyu Brahmanam. Bhujyu Brahmanam is another name is Lahyayani. Lahyayani means Laha, the grandson of Lahaya. Grandson of Lahaya is called Lahyayani. பேரு கஷ்டமா இருக்குல்ல, லாஹ்யாயனி. ஹி இஸ் த தேர்ட் சேலஞ்சர். ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஆஸ்க் அபவுட் த டைமென்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மலோகா ஆர் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப லோகா. ஆல்ரெடி வி சா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப லோகா இஸ் வெரி வெரி ஃபைனைட் லிமிட்டெட். ஈவன் பிரம்மாஜி ஆல்சோ ஆஃப்டர் பிரளயம் he has to come out of his post, so therefore it is also a temporary post. Therefore Shankaracharya says here, he brings a elaborate bhashyam again. After long time we are going to enter into another mimamsa. Mimamsa na vichara, vichara manna tamil vicharam illa Sanskrit vichara, enquiry into what na upasana karma samuchaya mimamsa na, or karma upasana samuchaya, karma upasana samuchaya vichara ha. What vichara? By doing karma along with upasana, the person will get phalam. Karma upasana phalam. This phalam, will it give moksha or not? This karma phalam, karma upasana samuchaya, samuchaya na combination. Combination of karma and Vedic rituals. Karma means you always remember, according to Veda, karma means Vaidika karma. Vaidika karma. Upasana means dhyanam, meditations. If you combine both, can't they give moksha? Because Veda is recommending lot of rituals, lot of upasanas. Adikane periya kandame irukke. Veda purva bhaga karma kanda, upasana kanda. இவ்வளோ எலாபரேட்டாக அது பண்ணு இது பண்ணு அது பண்ணு இது பண்ணு சொன்ன வேதா மென்ட் ஃபார் வாட்னா, த பூர்வ மீமாம்சகா சேஸ் தட் இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா ஓன்லி. பூர்வபக்ஷி இஸ் பூர்வ மீமாம்சகா ஹியர். பூர்வபக்ஷி மீன் அப்போனிஸ்ட், ஹூ இஸ் க்வெஷனிங், ஹூ இஸ் சேயிங் திஸ் கர்ம உபாசனா சமுச்சய ஃபலம், it gives the phalam will be mokshahan. Who says? Purva mimamsaka says. Who is purva mimamsa? The one who follow the karma and upasana is called purva mimamsaha. Who gives prominent role to karma and upasana? Who gives prominent role to karma and upasana? He never look into jnanakanda. Avanukku or jnanakanda irukkene theriyadu. Vedantin is called Siddhanti here. In Vedanta class, we are the Siddhantis. Siddhanti means what? Who goes along with Jnanakanda teaching. Jnanakanda is primary. Karmakanda, Upasana Kanda are Arthavada, Gaunam, Parya Siddhanti. இது ரெண்டு புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். ஓகே, பிகாஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி பிரம்மசூத்ரா. பிரம்மசூத்ரால வரவங்க எல்லாம் இதுதான், பூர்வமீமாம்சகா சித்தாந்தி, பூர்வமீமாம்சகா சித்தாந்தி. வி ஆர் ஆல் கம் அண்டர் வாட்டர்னா சித்தாந்திஸ். அவர் பெரிய சித்தாந்தின்னு சொல்லுவான் பாருணும். சித்தாந்தி என்னென்னா, ஹூ டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் த ஜான காண்டா, சித்தாந்தம். தட் சித்தாந்தி கிவ்ஸ் ஆன்சர் டு திஸ் பூர்வமீமாம்சகா. Purva-mimamsaka is a questioner. Siddhanti is the one who replies. Shankaracharya is a Siddhanti. Purva-mimamsaka is a questioner or Purva-pakshina. He is going to ask questions. Purva-pakshi, Siddhanti. Purva-pakshi, Siddhanti. Namak Siddhanta puriyarade kashtama iruka. Adukulla ivara onnu Purva-pakshi edukku enna. Purva-pakshi is meant to reconfirm or to bring the conviction in our knowledge. So you have to thank the Purvapakshi. Okay. Just like you sharpen the knife on that rough stone, then the knife will shine. On both the sides you sharpen. The knife has to say thanks to what? To that stone. Then upon that only he does lot of sharpening. Otherwise, this knife is useless. Both the sides are blunt. What can it do? Therefore, the knife is very, very shining, useful because of that sharpening upon the rough surface. Similarly, Purva Mimamsaka is like a rough stone. Siddhanti is like a knife. We want to sharpen our intellect and we want to get clarity in our understanding by looking into the Purva Mimamsaka views. We are not interested in criticizing Purva Mimamsaka. Not only Purva Mimamsaka, for that matter any other system of philosophy, we are not interested in criticizing or looking down upon any system of philosophy, either Buddhism, Jainism, or any other Sankhya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, all these are all. We take up them only for our analysis. For our clarity's sake only we study. Always remember, in the class also, often I talk about Dvaiti and Vishishta Advaiti. Appappa na remind pannindae irukkano. Illenna teacher mele kopam vandudu. Even though they are not followers of that system, people don't like to criticize other systems of philosophy. And when we sit in Vedanta class, the teacher, student must be very, very honest, intellectually honest. Intellectually honest and anathrimu. I should not, as a student, I should not refer to any system of philosophy. I love this system. I am very, very, very concerned about that religion. Paavam and the religion. Paavam and the religion. Ipidella sollakoodadu. Avana irundhu pogatume. Adhi nalladhu thane. Adhi philosophy thane. Indha maadhiri oru soft corner towards other systems is called emotional weakness. Another important point. As long as the student is emotionally weak, jnanam will never take place because that emotions obstruct the person. Appadi enna enna swamini, every person has to become dry without emotions. Ana emotions venda ani sollala, we say emotional weakness irukkudadu. We should not become slaves to our raga dvesha, attachment towards the teacher, towards my whims and fancies, towards my some people, towards some systems of philosophy, a soft corner. Idella inga work agadhu. That's why many people, after coming to Vedanta, After studying from a competent teacher also, writing notes, listening to cassettes and a lot of nididhyasana pannindae irupa. Oru pakkam engiyo manasukulla engiyo tagaraar. அந்த இமோஷனல் வீக்னஸ்லேருந்து வெளியில் வர்றது அவளை ஈஸி கிடையாது. கஷ்டித் தீரக பிரத்யேகாத்மான மைக்ஷத்துன்னு ஐ ஹாவ் டு கோ பியாண்ட். ஈவன் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டெவலப் எனி அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை குரு ஆல்சோ. இது ஃபைனல் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். ஏன்னா எல்லா அட்டாச்மெண்ட்டும் விட்டுட்டு இங்கே வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் சாஸ்திரம் கேட்டு 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 லிசனிங் டு குரு, அட்மைரிங் குரு அண்ட் வண்டர்ஃபுல் குரு, எக்ஸலண்ட் குரு, அப்பா இந்த மாதிரி குரு கிடைக்கவே கிடைக்காது எங்கேயுமே அப்படின்னு குரு மேலே ஒரு பாசம் ஒரு அன்பு போச்சு அவ்வளோதான். இங்கேயே அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். என்ன இது தாண்டி வர்றது ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். அம்மா மேலே அப்பா மேலே பாசம் விடுறது எப்படியோ கஷ்டமோ, ஹஸ்பண்ட் மேலே பாசம் விடுறது எப்படி கஷ்டமோ, குரு மேலே பாசம் விடுறது கூட அந்த அளவுக்கு கஷ்டம். என்ன அந்தவள அளவுக்கு அட்டாச்மெண்ட் இருந்தாதான் இந்த படிப்பே ஏறும் உள்ள. எப்படி குழந்தைக்கு அம்மா மேலே பாசம் இருந்தாதான் குழந்தை வளரும். அம்மாவுக்கு பாசம் இருக்கணும், குழந்தைக்கு கூட பாசம் இருக்கணும். அந்த பாசம்தான் அந்த வளர்ச்சிக்கு காரணம். அதே மாதிரி குரு கிட்ட வரும்போது கூட அந்த பாசம் ஒரு சகஜம் இருக்கணும். அந்த பாசம் இருந்தாதான் அந்த ஜ்ஞானம் அந்த சப்ஜெக்டில் நமக்கு ருச்சி வரும், ஒரு ஆர்வம் வரும். அண்ட் வி வில் ரீட் அண்ட் ஸ்டடி ஸ்டடி மோர். குருக்காகவாவது படிப்போம். ஏன்னா ஐ லவ் மை குரு. அங்கே தான் லாஸ்டில் எங்கேயோ ஒரு பக்கம் ஸ்டக் ஆகிடும். ஏடா அண்ணா அங்கே போய் ஒரு இமோஷ்னலாக ஒரு சம் சாஃப்ட் கார்னர். Shastra says, never. Therefore, Purva Mimamsaka, any system of philosophy, Dvaitya Ahatam, Vishishtha Dvaitya Ahatam, let them, they are there. I should not have any concern or soft corner. I am not having any rejection. I am not having any concern towards them. I am just objectively, as a third person, studying them, analyzing them, what are the loopholes and where they are, up to what extent they are. If I have this much capacity, I can own up, I am Brahman. Otherwise, impossible. That's why many people cannot get nishthan. Karanam idhada. Aashay arumingal, ஈசனோடாயினும் ஆசை அருமிங்கள், குரு கூட ஆசை அருமிங்கள். எந்த ஃபிலாசபி எந்த சிஸ்டம் கூட எனக்கு அட்டாச்மெண்ட் கிடையாது. ஈவன் அத்வைத்தம் கூட அட்டாச்மெண்ட் கிடையாது. இட் இஸ் நாட் அ ஃபிலாசபி ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர். இட்ஸ் டு பாண்ட். இட் இஸ் அத்வைத்தம் பிரம்ம சத்தியம். ஓகே, கமிங் டு த பாயிண்ட் நவ். பூர்வ மீமாம்சகா, டோன்ட் லுக் எட் தம். அவனா கர்மகாண்டி, அவனா அத்வைத்தி, அவனா விசிஷ்டாத்வைத்தன். இப்படியெல்லாம் நமக்கு எரிச்சல் வரக்கூடாது. அவனை பார்த்தான், பெரிய பெரிய நாமம் போட்டு வருவான், என்னென்னமோ பேசுவான். பேசும்போது கிவ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் டு தம். சித்தாந்தி இஸ் ஒன், வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ஒன். ஹி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் எவ்ரி ஒன் அண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்லி டிஸ்மிஸ் எவ்ரி ஒன். ரெஸ்பெக்ட் எவ்ரி ஒன், objectively look into the philosophy, dismiss everyone without any batting your eyes, without an iota of batting your eyes. ayyo avula periya philosopher avula periya ahanalum edhi ahanalum kuda truth is one. There are no many truths because you are studying Brihadaranyakam. Okay, இது ஏதோ சங்கரா ஃபிலாசபின்னு நினச்சிக்காதுங்கோ. வென்எவர் ஐ சே சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ், சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ்ன்னு சொன்ன உடனே, ஓஹோ சங்கரர் சொன்னாரா, அப்போ ராமானுஜர் சொல்லலை என்ன? ஐ அப்படியெல்லாம் எடுத்துக்காதுங்கோ. இங்கே சங்கராச்சாரியா ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ்லி டிஸ்கஸிங். வி ஆர் நாட் எய்தர் சங்கரைட்ஸ் ஆர் ராமானுஜைட்ஸ். வி ஆர் நாட் நெய்தர் வைஷ்ணவைட்ஸ் நார் செய்வைட்ஸ். ஆ ஐட்ஸ் எல்லாம் ஐட்ஸ் அவுட் தான். கீப் ஐட்ஸ் அவுட் சைடு. With this, you have to enter into the Mimamsa. what this philosopher says, Purva Mimamsaka, karma phalam, moksha is a karma phalam. Shankaracharya comes and says, no, nar. Moksha is not a karma phalam. It is not born out of any action. Why? I give four reasons. Anything comes out of karma can be four types. If I do a karma, an action, and action mulama varade naal vidham. One is aptihi, producing something, by reaching to that place. Aptihi, reaching. reaching a place. Aptihina, reaching a place. Reaching a place is called aptihi. This is the result of action. How you have come to this school? Kesari High School? Now? By bus or car or by walking. It is an action. You have done an traveling action. Okay? This is called aptihi. You reach a place. Now, number two, the result of karma is utpattihi. Producing something can be the result of action. Producing something can be the result of an action. So, utpattihi. Utpatti and production. You can produce something. Like kitchen, you are producing so many things, you know. By cooking, action. That is also a karma phalam. Reaching one place is also a karma phalam. Producing something also a karma phalam. Then third one is vikaraha. By making modification, you get some karma phalam. Modification is a phalam of some karma. You put some tire in milk, the milk will become what? Curds. That curds come out of a karma action. It is called vikaraha. Some modification caused by some action. Then fourth one is samskaraha. The result of action can be samskaraha. Purification. This purification also two types. One is guna adhanam. Another is dosha apanayanam. Purification you can do two ways. By taking bath, dosha apanayanam, you remove the dirt first. Dosha apanayanam, this is samskara. Afterwards, put powder, snow, guna adhanam. Or cleaning the house and putting nice curtains, sofa set, everything. Cleaning the, changing the pillows, bed sheets and all, guna adhanam. Dosha apanayanam, guna adhanam. Yes, a type of samskara. All these four, apti, utpatti, vikara, samskara, born out of action. Karma phalam. Moksha is not born out of any one of these four. How? Next class I will explain you. Kam o bhujju. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.